This is another original OFM podcast.
It's 7:45. You're listening to The Breakfast Special on OFM, The Sound of Your Life. It's Anastasia with I'm Out of Love, which kind of happens if you've been married for ages sometimes.
So they say, and I've been getting loads and loads of marital advice now in the run-up to my wedding on Sunday, and all of it's dreadfully bad. So what I do is I then turn to the people who know about these kind of things, stand-up comedians, and they really have a good take on it. Jeff Fox with you this morning, explaining all about marriage.
Tell you what, marriage is one of those games. Nothing in life prepares you to be married. You kind of learn as you go, and you're going to goof up. You just hope you avoid the big goof-ups. Like, I know early on in our marriage, when my wife would say to me, "We need to talk," I would make the mistake of talking. And every time I would talk, I would get my butt in more and more trouble. Now, after 13 years, I have learned when she says to me, "We need to talk," I handle it the exact same way I do when a police officer walks up to my car window. I look straight ahead. I give short yes and no answers until I find out what I'm being accused of. Because there is no sense in pleading guilty to a crime they don't know about yet. Somewhere along the way, I learned honesty is not always the best policy. One night, my wife and I were watching that movie, Steel Magnolias. And it gets to the part where Julia Roberts dies. And my wife is crying. I mean, serious crying. Tearing up a box of Kleenex crying. That kind of crying that doesn't even make noise. Just that. And I'm sitting there staring at her, trying to figure out how much is the proper amount of grieving time till I can switch over to SportsCenter. Yeah. And she says to me, "Don't you think this is sad?" And I thought, yeah, it's sad. If I was married to Julia Roberts and she died, I'd be crying too. That's the first thing I thought. Not the first thing I said, just the first thing I thought. And then she looked at me and she said, "If I ever died, would you get remarried?" No way, baby. No can do. After being married to you, no other woman could ever come close. She said, "That's not the answer I was looking for." You ever have that dream where you're taking a test you haven't studied for? She said, "If I died, I want you to promise me you'll get remarried." Are you teasing? "No, I want you to promise me for the sake of our children, you will get remarried." Okay. But just for the sake of the children. Hey, you don't think the kids would mind having a young stepmom with some big old hooties, do you? Honey, where are you going? I'm better at true-false. Ask me true-false. I'm good at those. Come on.
The Breakfast Special on OFM. The Sound of Your Life.